For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. At least 25 people have died and more than 100 people are unaccounted for as major wildfires continue to burn in California. CAL FIRE Chief Ken Pimlott has an update on what firefighters are expecting from the weather.
We are looking at dry conditions through at least the end of next week and the next weekend. Even when the wind, forecasted wind subsides as forecasted towards the middle of this week, we are still looking at very low humidities, very dry conditions, vegetation that is critically dry from all summer. So the fire conditions will continue to exist until we get some sort of appreciable rainfall or precipitation to change that.
Governor Jerry Brown says billions of dollars will eventually be needed to adapt to climate change, but victims of the fire need immediate relief. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroots. It doesn't take much for grocery store shelves to go from fully stocked to completely bare. Please don't wait for an emergency to happen to become a victim of chaos and a government that cannot provide. Make sure you have an adequate food storage supply and use My Patriot Supply. These are great folks I've started working with. They've helped me plan for an emergency. I'm here to tell you it doesn't have to be difficult. In fact, with this first step, you can make any crisis seem like an inconvenience. Get each person in your household a two-week emergency food kit from My Patriot Supply. They're only $67. That's it. $67 for 2 weeks of food that lasts up to 25 years. Call now, 888-524-6540, or use the special website, preparewithwayne.com. Preparewithwayne.com. Do it today and prepare so you can feed your family when a crisis strikes. 888-524-6540. 888-524-6540 or preparewithwayne.com.
A recount is underway in the tight Florida Senate race. Republican Rick Scott's latest legal filing accuses Democratic election officials in Broward and Palm Beach counties of antics, failures, and willful disregard of the law. But he offers no evidence of fraud. Scott told Fox News Sunday his Democratic opponent Bill Nelson is a sore loser.
He's been in politics way too long, 42 years. He just won't give up.
Top Senate Democrat Chuck Schumer was on CNN.
We believe that Bill Nelson will be reelected senator if every vote is counted, and that's what Trump and Scott are so scared of.
Audio of the chilling graphic details of the killing of journalist Jamal Khashoggi has been released. A Turkish journalist claims he's heard the recording, and Khashoggi's last words were, "I'm suffocating. Take this bag off my head. I'm claustrophobic." He says it took 7 minutes for him to die with the plastic bag on his head and only 15 minutes to cut up the body. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A cast member from SNL has made an apology, USA's Chris Barnes reports.
Americans can forgive one another.
That's Texas Republican Congressman-elect Dan Crenshaw appearing on Saturday Night Live a week after SNL member Pete Davidson had made a joke about him losing his eye while serving as a Navy SEAL in Afghanistan. After what appeared to be a heartfelt apology by Davidson, Crenshaw appeared with him on Weekend Update on the latest SNL and said,
"We can remember what brings us together as a country and still see the good in each other."
Remembering those who died in World War I, USA's Rick Vincent reports.
Speaking in the Severn American Cemetery in France, President Donald Trump honors the soldiers who lost their lives in World War I. Trump said French and American soldiers shared similar characteristics.
American and French patriots of World War I embody the timeless virtues of our two republics, honor and courage and glory.
French President Emmanuel Macron also marking the anniversary.
November 11th, 1918, at 11 in the morning, 100 years ago,
jour pour jour, pour
on the day, on the hour,
Paris, comme dans toute la France,
in Paris and all around France, the bugles
de toutes les églises
sounded and the bells pealed.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.